Remember that court case about music copyright when a jury found that the Robin Thicke song Blurred Lines had infringed on the copyright from Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up? Well, there was a similar jury decision last month in California. They found that the writers of the Katy Perry hit Dark Horse had copied a part of a song by the Christian hip-hop artist Flame. Here is a bit of the Katy Perry song. Mark my word, just never make you levitate. Like a bird. And here's a bit of the song Joyful Noise by Flame. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh. Flame was awarded $2.8 million in damages, and musician and YouTuber Adam Neely says that sets a dangerous precedent. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. And by the way, when we say YouTuber, you've got a YouTube channel with hundreds of thousands of followers. So maybe I should call you YouTube sensation, Adam Neely. But listen, you say that this case was unfairly decided. And I want to start with what the jury found. They found that a part of Dark Horse was stolen from Joyful Noise. And you have prepared for us some music samples that we can listen to with the lyrics stripped out, so it's easier for people to hear the difference. This is Dark Horse. Okay, and then this is your demonstration of the bit of music from Joyful Noise. They sound pretty similar.
They do, and I intentionally made them sound as similar as possible. They're using the same kinds of instruments, the same kinds of synthesizers. They're also transposed to the same key, and they're also transposed to the same tempo, which isn't the case in the normal recordings. I did that specifically to show what the jury, I think, was shown. And, you know, from my perspective, that is kind of disingenuous because these two, what are called ostinatos, are such a small part of both songs.
What do you mean?
Well, in the Katy Perry song, Dark Horse, you only hear that during the verse. It's not the melody of the song. It's not the chord progression of the song. It's not the drum groove of the song. It's only a very small portion of the entire composition, whereas in the Flame song, Joyful Noise, it occurs throughout the entire composition. Mm-hmm. And also, Joyful Noise has a different chord progression that has nothing to do with the Katy Perry song.
But isn't the fact that each has that same melody in there enough to constitute a copyright infringement as the jury found?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a music YouTuber. But as far as I understand, there's something called striking similarity that needs to be proven in a copyright case. And in this case, the jury found that there was a striking similarity between the two pieces of music. Now, the problem from my perspective is that you could find that same striking similarity between any number of different kinds of music, any number of different pieces of music throughout history. It's such a small little melodic fragment that, mm-hmm. you know, I don't feel like it is unique to Joyful Noise. And I feel like if you broadly applied this decision to every piece of music, we just would be in this morass of copyright infringement laws.
Now, to make your point, you decided to take a couple of other pieces of music that people know very well and do them with this synthesizer to show how similar they could be to Joyful Noise. Let's take a listen here. The first one is actually Bach, but take a listen. Now, explain what that is. Why does it sound just like what we just heard a moment ago?
Well, it's the beginning phrase of the Adagio from Bach's Violin Sonata in F minor. And it's a similar sort of repeated staccato quarter note kind of pattern in a minor key that starts on the third degree of the minor scale and then descends mm-hmm. in exactly the same way that Joyful Noise does. So if you just use the same synthesizer, it's going to sound exactly the same as Joyful Noise.
Mm-hmm. And here is a popular Christmas song. Which one is this?
This is a Jolly Old Saint Nicholas.
Okay, listen to this. Doesn't sound like Jolly Old Saint Nicholas, but I guess it is.
No, and if you put it in that context, the context of having kind of a minor key drum groove, it's going to sound very similar.
So Katy Perry's record company has been ordered to pay the artist Flame $2.8 million, as we said. What do you think is the larger implication of this decision?
Well, it's hard to say, but I can definitely speak for myself as a musician and other musicians that I know. We're pretty scared with this decision, to be honest. because it's hard to say what is being taken from what in music. We have this kind of shared musical language. We use the same notes. We use the same chord progressions. We use the same kinds of drum grooves, same kinds of sounds, and we're all inspired by each other. And this decision seems to say that we can own a very specific, minute – somebody can own a very specific, minute part of the shared musical language. And so we don't really know what's going to happen. Are we going to start getting sued for just using very similar, I don't know, chord progressions, similar drums, similar other ostinatos? It's hard to really say, but I think it sets a dangerous precedent to say that you can own such a small and minute piece of music in such a granular way.
That is musician Adam Neely. Adam, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.